Tens of millions of dollars a year would go to fight the effects of rising sea levels under bills passed in the Florida legislature this week. The House and Senate both unanimously approved SB 1954, which calls for spending up to $100 million a year on projects to address flooding and sea level rise. The bill is now ready to go to the governor for his signature. Both chambers also approved a measure that would divvy up more than $400 million from a fund meant for affordable housing, a plan that drew the ire of many Democrats, including West Palm Beach Senator Bobby Powell, who says his constituents already have a hard time finding affordable housing.
I am all about resiliency and dealing with the climate change issues that we're starting to see in our environment. But I think that this is probably not the best way. There's probably other ways or other areas of funding that we could get those funds from.
The House and Senate did approve an amendment to redistribute those funds so that $200 million still goes to affordable housing. And Republican Senator Ben Albritton says the bill would stop lawmakers from diverting affordable housing money in the future.
The bill does not allow the sweeping of these of the trust funds that deal with the affordable housing into general revenues. So that's something I know that the chamber has been adamant about and crying out for quite some time.
Environmental groups have come out in support of the measure, but they also want lawmakers to start addressing the sources of fossil fuel emissions that are driving climate change and sea level rise. Brendan Rivers, WJCT News, 89.9.